Margo and Ez for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 6 on Triple M.
It's bicycle time at the end of this month. Bicycles.
Or tricycle.
No.
What do you call a tandem bike?
Well, it's just that, a tandem.
So it's got three wheels. It would be a tricycle, wouldn't it? Does it have... I don't even know how many wheels it's got.
Just two.
Right. So the Bendigo Cycling Classic's coming up at the end of the month. Big community bike ride, and you can do all different lengths, and it's out Mandurang Way, raising money for the Otis Foundation and Gimme Five for Kids. Awesome cause. Colgo, you were nominated to do the 25K course.
You nominated me, which is great, you know, which is terrific when I wasn't here. So
you agreed to it. Because it's for charity, and that's what you do.
You keep forgetting, right, that you're half my age and I'm a fat old bloke, right? You just keep
that's
forgetting.
That's why it's so impressive when you do it.
Sure.
But you thought you'd be hilarious with it.
Well, yeah, not really. Anyway, Brett was our man. Brett Whittle is... It's his fault that we've got a tandem because he found one of those old garage sales he goes to. Brettie Whittle. Everyone knows Brettie from out Kalgoorlie, Eagle Look Way. Have a listen to what he said, because you're a bit sus, weren't you, on what the situation was.
I just don't want to do it.
Let's have a listen. Brett, will it be easier with the two? It's got to be easy with the two of us.
Oh, yeah, it will be. Yeah, yeah, for sure. Yeah, well, it's got 5 gears, so you've got 5 gears to play around with, so yeah.
Who's in charge of switching the gears?
Colgo.
Ring-a-ding-ding. I'm loving this. You've made my weekend, Brett. I love it. So a tandem for the...
If you fart, well, I'm sitting behind you.
See, I'm not going to do that to you.
Oh, right? It's gross. 25Ks. Yeah, no. Can't we just do it separately next to each other?
No, we can't. We're a team.
I don't want to be conjoined to you.
We are a team, Ez. And this is what we've got to do. You've got to inspire people. The boss came to us and said, look, Triple M is supporting this event. It's for Give Me Five for Kids and the Otis Foundation. Right, do something unique. Don't be vanilla, he said, Ez.
We're definitely not that. Well, we need to check out the bike this week because I need to make sure it's legit before we actually do this thing.
Okay. So it's happening. We are on a tandem. Is that going to be fun, Ezzy?
No, probably not.
BendigoCyclingClassic.com.au. Go and register like we are.
What the flaming hell is going on?
Righto. Well, if we're going to do it, as I said, we're going to do it. So Sunday, Bathurst, wasn't it a great race, Ez? 7 hours of pain and...
Crashes.
You know, misery and laughs, and there was everything. Oh, every emotion was involved.
Plus the week leading up to it. It's a big deal.
Big week. There was 200,000 people that went to Bathurst over the 4 days to watch the excitement of the V8s, the Ford versus Holden thing and all that, and it was just huge. And at the end of the race, there wasn't much in it. And Dave Reynolds and Luke Yolden, they crossed the line here. So their first ever win of Bathurst. It was massive. They got on the top of the car. Yahoo! Beauty! Got up in the thing and they sprayed the champagne
and
all
that
stuff.
Yes, that's the best
beer. Yeah, it's good. And you've never won a premiership, have you?
Maybe back in my younger days playing netball. Nothing too exciting.
Overage ones. Yeah, no. I have. And what you do is you celebrate. And if you don't celebrate for long enough, what happens is if your teammates get a little sniff of you nicking off, they'll go out to your car and take your wheels off so you can't go anywhere, or they'll tie you to a chair. And that was the fun of winning,
Ez. Lovely, isn't it?
These blokes here, this is the problem. These blokes here, Dave Reynolds and Luke Yolden, you know what they did to celebrate Bathurst, Ez?
Tell me.
They had one beer, had a chat for half an hour, they went to bed at 9 o'clock. Then they got up the next day and had a coffee and reminisced with the media. That's not a celebration, Erin.
Yeah, it's a bit dull, isn't it?
Well, it's ordinary. I mean, boys, if you're going to win Bathurst, you might as well let someone else win that's going to celebrate.
Jackie Riewoldt, after the Tigers won, was up on stage with the Killers.
Look at the Tigers.
That's
a
celebration.
Killers and the medal round the girls. Anyway.
No.
You might leave it there. 12 past 7. All right, Ez. Look, I don't like to throw you under the bus
You love throwing me under the bus.
No, well, yesterday you said about some of the areas, and you've got to be careful. We don't just broadcast to Bendigo. We broadcast right around Central Vic. Heathcote got some natural gas coming up. They're happy.
Good on them.
Not so happy in some of the other areas. And I think you said, must be like living in the dark ages.
It was just a comment, a bit of a joke. I didn't mean it, but
too late
it
now.
Did
a lot
ruffle
of people
a few feathers.
There's a few angry ones on there. The bloke I spoke to yesterday, and I said, mate, if you can't speak to me, that's what he was like. Yeah, on the phone. So if you can't speak to me, and so you'll let him go. But is it fair to say, Andrew, hello, by the way, mate.
Good morning, Cogger. How are you?
Seriously, I'm good. But it's fair to say, I think out of all the people that rang and texted and emailed and sent letters in, certainly you were the angriest. Andrew, you weren't happy with the Dark Ages thing. Where are you from?
I'm over near Redbank. We've got a farm over near Redbank, and obviously not on natural gas at the moment. Right.
So what Ez was
Hang
asking.
On. Andrew. Hello, Andrew. First of all,
good morning, Aaron. How are you?
Oh, full name. You are angry, Andrew. Can I just ask you one question?
Certainly.
Whereabouts is that?
That's rude. You've offended the guy by calling it the Dark Age. Mm. You don't even know where Redbank is.
Just give me a general direction.
It's on the Sunraysia Highway, about 100 k's north of Ballarat and about 100 k's west of Bendigo.
Perfect.
So, beautiful. Okay. Andrew, you weren't happy, let's face it. The Dark Ages thing really got you.
We're always copping a bit from other people because we live in the country. People sort of think it's Hicksville and all that
City
sort of
folk,
thing.
But, yeah.
You know, you don't need things like natural gas. It'd be nice to have, but seriously, there's nothing wrong with having a couple of LPG bottles attached to the house.
No, I couldn't agree more, Andrew.
We can do cooking, believe it or not. We've actually got a flushing toilet and all those sorts of good things.
Wowee.
Yes, don't stir Andrew up. He's not happy.
It's not the Dark Ages out here.
Yeah, exactly.
Andrew, look, I am sorry. I understand, though, that you're not quite living the way that people live in big
He's
cities.
He's trying to tell you as he doesn't
I
care.
I want you to sell it to me. Yeah, absolutely. Put it out there. Sell me country living.
Well, we used to live in Melbourne, in the city, and 3 years ago we decided we'd had enough of living in such a sort of spot.
Mm.
So we did a tree change. We've got no neighbours. You know, we've got 40 acres which we share with our animals. We've got alpacas and a horse and a cat and chooks and all that sort of thing. It's just peace and quiet.
Alpacas?
Alpacas.
Oh, my goodness. That's kind of cool, actually. What do you do What do you do with an alpaca?
Well, apart from the fact that they look really sort of cute and cuddly standing out in the paddock, we actually let people come and have a look at them, take them for a walk and feed them and pat them and just teach people about alpacas.
Now, Andrew, would it be fair to say that, and I'm sure there's other areas that as you did offend, and one of them's Redbank, clearly, with Andrew, is it fair to say that would you have time to maybe head out to Andrew's place? You wouldn't be angry with it, though, Andrew. You'd be right if Ez came out and had a look.
I would think that this is something that sort of Ez needs to do.
She needs to come out and
see where our listeners live. come and have a look at the beautiful area we live in.
Good call, Andy.
Check on your flushing toilet.
You can do that. we might even cook you some biscuits from the oven or something.
Hang on a second. All right, Andrew, look, I won't be too much of a smarty bum. I'll come out and check out your area.
Redbank.
So sell it for me then. What have you got to offer me? If I was to come and spend a day with you in Redbank, you could be my tour guide and prove to me that it's not the Dark Ages. What would we do?
Well, apart from alpacas, it's wineries around here.
Oh, I'll see you this afternoon. That sounds fantastic.
you had her at W, mate.
All right, so what? We start off with alpacas.
Yep. You can come over here and we'll have a look around the alpacas. You can take one for a walk and do your selfies and all that sort of good stuff.
Yes, you know me so well already.
And then we can head off to a winery. There's a really nice winery down the road called Blue Pyrenees. And we can pop in there and you can try some of the local drop.
There you go. You happy?
I'm very happy.
Work it out, Andrew. You're happy with things. You've now taken aback the fact that this girl's called your joint the Dark Ages yesterday on the wireless.
Yeah, I think she needs some education, so we can manage that. Yeah.
You are my tour guide. I will do it, Andrew. We'll set up a date, and you can show me around Redbank.
She's got a question here for you, Andrew. She doesn't want to ask, mate, but I'll ask it for you. I've just written it down. Andrew, she wants to know if you've got power out there.
We do. We actually have power.
Wow. Will my phone work? No. Oh, Andrew, sounds good. Thank you, and I'm sorry.
Oh,
no,
that's
you're
not.
Right. Thanks, Andy. It's Coggo and Ez for coolturf.com.au. Look out, Oztober. We are loving it. In the next 15 minutes, we're going to play a little Aussie song that you're going to love. We'll tell a little story behind it, too. Hey, Ez, 11 to 8. I didn't get annoyed with you before, but I just think you're not taking me seriously with the Bendigo Cycling Classic, and you have no faith in your partner.
Correct.
Mm. Oh, okay, thank you. Well, what I've done with our tandem bike that we'll be riding is, all right, it's in parts at the moment, I understand that, but we might just head out.
It's in 2 weeks, Cogs, and we haven't even gone on a practice ride yet.
At Majors. Hello, Pete, by the way.
Hey, g'day, how are you?
Very good.
Good, thank you, Pete. All right, now, you are the man fixing up our bike, I hear. When will it be ready to give it a little spin? Because I reckon we need to start training, Pete, and I'm getting a bit nervous.
Well, I've heard that you're pretty fit anyhow and you didn't need to do much training.
Correct.
So, but what I've done for you...
Who told
I've
you that?
Lots of long special hours, and I'll probably have it ready this morning if you want to come out and have a bit of a spin on it.
Oh, my. So when you say ready, I have seen the photo of the original product. What have you done to it?
Oh, I thought you'd be impressed when you saw the way that it come from the recycle yard. Yeah, so, but what we've done, we've taken it out the PPC powder coating and we've got it a really cool looking colour for you.
What colour, Pete?
Yeah, I was going to say, I was going to tell you what it was, but you'll have to wait until you see it so you get a bit of a surprise. Yeah, we've done it all up. We've got some racing tyres on it for you.
Hey, beauty!
Yeah. Mate, got a couple of beers. I think you'll just get a pretty good surprise when you come out and have a look at it.
Thank you, Pete. Is it going to last the distance, do you reckon?
Oh, well, Dion and I were turning around in the rain on it yesterday. and the brakes even work for you. No, you'll make it no problems at all.
We'll need brakes on how quick we go too, Pete. Don't worry about that. The tyres will just be smoke coming off the tyres how quick we go.
Well, we've got workplace walking today, but have we got time to go out and give it a little spin?
I don't think it'd hurt to head out to Pete's joint at Majors. So the bike's ready to roll, Pete. We need helmets, don't we? You got a helmet for us?
Yep. Oh, you know, that's the other thing, yeah. I've got the reflectors and everything, very safety for you. But have you got helmets or do you need helmets
just,
as well?
Hang on a sec, Pete. Rewind. Reflectors?
Yep. Only other thing, does Ez need elbow and knee pads?
Yes, please.
Yeah.
No I need worries. Bubble wrap for my whole body.
And insurance.
Yeah.
All right, Pete. No problem. We'll be out to have a look at the tandem bike for the Bendigo Cycling Classic a little bit later this morning.
Yep, not a problem at all.
Thanks, Pete. Oh, he sounds like he knows what he's on about.
Well, he does.
I'm impressed. Much better than just speaking with you about it.
Yeah, just hope the little motor for it comes in time.
I hope you're not joking.
So do I. BendigoCyclingClassic.com.au. Look, have some fun with us. It seriously is a good course. It doesn't cost a lot to enter, but you're going to have a great time. And we are, aren't we? We're going to have a bit of fun.
Hopefully. And it's all going to a good cause. Give Me Five for Kids and the Otis Foundation. So sign up and join us.
Indeed. Oh. Hot topic this morning.
Oh, yeah. We're asking the question on 13 27 10. Are you guilty of relying on technology to keep your kids quiet? There's stats out saying that more than half of 3- and 4-year-olds have iPads, and a lot of the time they're just being, you know, shoved in a corner with one.
Now, Marta, that kind of makes your blood boil a little bit, doesn't it?
It makes me absolutely furious. It really does. How do little kids learn how to interact with each other, how to share, how to play, how to coordinate anything if they're just working on an iPad? I mean, there are no moving parts, for God's sake. They don't learn dexterity or balance. They learn nothing out of an iPad except how to look at a screen and maybe shuffle a couple of shapes around.
It's a great call.
Marta, for the parents who, you know, are exhausted after a long day, it does keep the kids quiet. Do you think, you know, there's a time and place for them?
Been there, done that. Fair and sake. People, look, really, and this does wind me up, I have to say, people who have children need to understand that they are committed to that little person until they're about 18 years old. If you don't put the effort into the kid, they're not going to be a decent member of the community later on.
Mm.
And the only way for a child to learn how to interact with other people is if they are interacting with their parents. It means sit them around a dinner table at night, even when they're little. Sit them up in a high chair. They learn the routine of sitting for a meal, of a polite conversation, even if they're not actually talking. They see that other people are. They learn how to use cutlery, how to be polite.
I reckon you make too much sense, Marta.
Yeah, absolutely, Marta.
Hey, Marta, thank you, by the way, because that's all correct.
Sorry.
No, don't be sorry.
I get really...
Yeah, I know.
All right. We can see it's a bit
thank
of a sore point.
Thank you, Marta. Ring any time as you do.
Not the only one with an opinion on that. Let's go to Kate quickly. I know we've got to get to the news, but Kate, do you think parents are getting a little bit lazy with the use of iPads, etc.?
Yeah, absolutely. I know it's a quick fix, but I think it comes back to setting limits. Like, I know when my girls were little, they had certain times. I mean, it was great at mealtimes, getting ready, you know, just to have that few minutes piece. But, yeah, it comes back, as I say, to giving them times when they can go on it and then saying, right, you know, you get half an hour and then that's it. Take it away, put it in a cupboard and...
Don't you have a little fight on your hand, though, Kate, when you do take it away? It's like taking their favourite toy away, isn't it?
Oh, I mean, mine are nearly 16 and 14 now, so I've got the attitude. Different ball game at the embarrassing stage. So,
good luck with that.
That's a different chat.
Yeah,
all
thanks,
together.
Kate. Thanks, well, there you go. Good opinions, and we're going to whack it on our Triple M Facebook too to have a look at you know and have your opinion on it because everyone does. Triple M, it's Coggo and Ez. Thank you for your company always. Otherwise, we don't have a show without you. It is. Gee, that was sucky, wasn't it?
It was.
Thanks to coolturf.com.au.
Hey, it is something that we should talk about more than 1 week of a year, but it's nice to put a spotlight on it. This week is Mental Health Week, and it's something very close to your heart, Cogs.
Look, it is. I must say I'm very, very lucky to cop a lot of text messages from people who have struggled or, you know, sadly have thought about taking their lives. And we certainly put the number out for Lifeline soon if you, you know, if you've got any bad thoughts. But I'm very lucky that people will get on and say, look, sometimes when we talk about it on the radio or wherever, people are listening. Like you might be right now. You may have a friend who's struggling. You may be struggling yourself. And we just simply don't. We don't do it enough. We think it's somebody else's problem. How many times, Ez, have you heard someone say, oh, Barry's not well at the moment. He's just got a few dramas. And you go, oh, well, it's probably Barry's problem. And we do it. I do it, you know, and we shouldn't. Just a quick text message is all you need to make sure that, you know, like, hey, mate, how are you tracking? I hope everything's all right, you know. And that person all of a sudden gets a spike. They get a little happiness into their life and they think someone cares. We just simply don't do it. We think we're too busy. What a lot of crap that is.
I don't know if too busy is the excuse, Cogs.
It seems to be.
I think that with a lot of people, it's you don't know what to do. What are you meant to do? You think
hey, how are you going?
A text
are you okay?
message is the right
You're
thing.
You're good. You know, I'm always here if you know. Well, all right. I'll write a text message now to say just what I said then and you time it. You put the timer on me. You ready? Go. There you go. I'm sending this to myself. Hey, how you going? Hope everything's okay. If you need a chat, let me know. Right, how long that take?
We all know you didn't type that quickly, but it would take less than a minute.
A minute? 20 seconds at least. So, and that's the issue, is that we think this is the Christmas Day effect. How many times, and this, you've got a happy-go-lucky, you know, very positive family. Not everyone does, so you're lucky. But if you go home at Christmas, oh, here comes Uncle Jeff, here we go. You know, well, there comes Auntie Maud. So we be happy for that one day, and then after that, we go back to our lives again, and we never talk till next year. And I just, it's the same with this. We just because we're okay, think about others and just send a text or a quick call or whatever, you know, and that person might come back to you and say, yep, no worries, thumbs up, all good, that's great. Sometimes you mightn't get a text back, but at least you know that person has actually has received something from you.
It's a good message to send and a good reminder that maybe this week and other weeks we need to think about those around us and just reach out.
Well, stop the crap excuses. Just stop. We've stopped doing it because everyone knows someone with mental health problems, unfortunately, because it's everywhere. And you could save a life. And I'm being deadly serious there. You could save somebody's life. Right, and just because you're having a good time, that's fine. But think about other people as well and send that 20-second text. There you go. I'll shut up.
It's a great reason. You can always contact Lifeline if you do have anyone you need someone to speak to. If you have any problems, they are there 24/7. Their number is 13 11 14.
I don't want to be a counselling service, but I'm on Facebook too. Send me a message. I'm happy to have a chat to you. I've been through it. Not everybody, of course. Not going to always have time, but certainly try and get back to people. It makes them feel good. And again, you may save a life. Lamb Bendigo, it's Coggo, Ez, and Al Gentle, everybody.
Good morning.
And now, Al, we're live. Hello, everyone. We're live on Facebook.
Hello on Facebook.
Al Gentle has joined us this morning because you've got breaking news. Not local news, more Al Gentle news.
Do you need the news theme or not? Is that no?
Yeah, I need it to function every time I speak. Can't talk without that news.
You can talk without it.
What's the goss?
What's going on,
Al? I guess the gossip is I won't be joining you anymore.
Oh!
This is it, guys.
She's gone.
I'm out of here.
What's going on?
I'm going to Melbourne.
Oh, yeah?
I'm selling out.
She's selling it. Maybe she'll get to go to Hawaii with the rest of the team.
Well, that's probably the reason why.
We won't hear you on the radio airwaves anymore. Tell us all about your new job.
Oh, it's a bit hard to explain. It is news-centric, but the most important thing for me right now is getting to work at 9 o'clock in the morning as opposed to 4 a.m. Yes, it's a normal hours for me for at least a little bit.
So let's just rewind, Al. You've been in Bendigo for how long now?
Oh, since January last year. January, never been here before. Got the gigs like, what was it, a month out of uni. Yeah. So I was extremely blessed to be here.
So when you, you know, you got the gig, like you do these days, you Google the place.
Yep.
How did it, you know, did you go, oh, where am I going? No beach, all that stuff.
There was a fantastic video on YouTube of this old guy, and I think it was 1970s, and he's just in his car. He does a full drive from Bendigo to Melbourne.
Oh,
Melbourne.
Yes.
Have you seen that?
In the 80s, actually, yeah.
And he does, like, a side-by-side of how the city's changed between, you know, 20 years. I love that video, and I was like, that guy, if he's just like, you know, if the community is as quality as that video, I'm going to love it here, and I did.
And now that you've lived here for 2 years, you're moving to Melbourne, if people say to you, what's Bendigo like, what would you tell them?
Well, I'm definitely not bringing up the mosque. Seriously, seems to be the only thing that people think about Bendigo. Exactly. I can tell them everything that's great about Bendigo, not the controversial Melbourne people who come to our city.
Good.
And do things like that.
Mm.
There is so much to tell them.
Yeah, you sound, when you say our city, and you're right, but you're going. So how does that make you feel? Like, you know, you seem like you're in love a bit with this place.
Well, you saw my reaction when I got the new job.
Yeah, well, we'll talk.
Waterworks for about 2 days straight.
And crying for weeks, people. Elle, we're going to miss you around here.
Yeah.
I knew, because I passed over my news job to Elle, and
yes.
I knew that it was in safe hands the day I met you, and you've just absolutely smashed it. I don't know who we're going to get next. Hopefully, can we say yet?
I don't know. Maybe not yet. Let's just say they're great. And you'll be well served by the new journalist.
We hope so. We'll miss you, though. You're a lot of fun, quirky character.
And you guys have made my life here amazing, and so has the community, covering you guys every morning.
Yeah.
And showing up on time every morning. Great.
Can we just finish it off with, in the background, we're playing Flashdance for a reason.
Yep.
Elle has choreographed moves to this song.
I know she has.
As seen at a fundraiser earlier this year at the Greyhounds.
In the name of Give Me Five for Kids.
I'm not dancing. No.
Come on, Elle.
No, you can upload that video once more in memory of me. I'm not dancing.
Congratulations on the new gig. We're going to miss
Coggo.
You. And we brought it up early, didn't we, about people leaving. It's hard because you're not passing away.
It does feel like leaving a family.
Yeah. Do you get that impression that that's what it's like? Or?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, right, okay.
You're like a weird dad, brother.
Creepy uncle.
Uncle scenario.
A weird, creepy uncle.
Yeah.
That's just what I wanted to
remember. That's our relationship, right?
Weird, creepy uncle. That's what I'm after.
Creepy. Oh,
yeah, that was me.
You said creepy. Yeah, good.
Elle, we will miss you. Best of luck in your new job.
I'm sure we'll
keep in touch.
And thank you, Bendigo.
Yeah, and Bendigo says thanks to you because it isn't an easy gig getting up that early for so long and getting all the news together. It's a tough gig.
And look, this is the place that I literally found my voice, so thank you.
You did too, yeah. Yeah, go on, Yarel. Have
She's
a great
time. Now.
All right, have a great time in Melbourne and don't forget us if you win Tats Lotto or something. No.
I'll never forget.
Coggo and Ez for breakfast, weekday mornings from 6 on Triple M.